Okay, we want to continue our teaching on dreams and visions, and probably we'll be wrapping this up as far as I know, and we'll review for the test. But the last time we were together, we were talking about how dreams and visions produce plans and purposes, and looking at a different aspect of dreams and visions, and looking at it from the perspective of imagining possibilities and setting goals, and realizing that we're in the last days. You know, Joel prophesied, Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said, this is that Joel prophesied. One of the things he was talking about was the old men dream dreams and young men see visions. And I believe there is a dreaming, a literal dream, but I also believe there is having a dream that sets a goal for us that we need to get reinstated back into the ministry, to where we have legitimate goals that are in line with what God wants, rather than just setting goals on building big ministries and buildings and all this other type thing. I think we need to start imagining possibilities for the future instead of dwelling on the negative, to set some positive things in the future. I want to see the body of Christ operating as a body. God designed it that way, so why shouldn't it operate that way? I think if we start getting some possibilities on the inside of us, and then doing our part, not to make something happen, but to cooperate to where it can happen. In other words, we just cooperate with God. I believe God drops things on the inside of us. And then if there's a real desire for the Lord, like for instance, David had a desire to build the house of God, the temple. Now, you know, the Lord wouldn't let him do that, but look what the God did let him do, because he had a desire. There was a tremendous amount of preparation that went into the building of the temple. So David, when Solomon, who is credited for building the temple, by the time he gets there, he has the blueprint, he has the materials for the most part, you understand, because David has already gathered this stuff, and God gave David the detail of how the temple was to be made. He had a dream, you understand, and he wanted that dream fulfilled, and he did everything he could to prepare for that. And I think this is what we do sometimes, especially as old men. We may be doing more of the dream and getting the things together for someone else to bring into fruition, but it takes a planting. Somewhere there has to be a seed, and then, you know, that seed grows in us and we can impart into other people. We can start, and others may finish, but the bottom line is we all have a role, you know, to play in this life, if I can say it that way. So we need to start thinking about the possibilities of God actually taking control of the church, to where Jesus is actually the head of the church, to where the things of the book of Acts are not history but current event. Why can't it happen? What would happen if we would get that on the inside of us, that we really want to see God move to the point that we're diligent in doing what we know to do? It's not forcing an issue, but it's doing everything we know to do to allow that to happen. You know, why can't the character of God be expressed in earth? Today, everybody, that's not fair. The visible, the media, wants to portray the image of the devil and the character of the devil. why in the world can't the church display the image and character of God? We're to be the light, aren't we? You know, dreams reveal possibilities, visions set goals. You sit around and you're thinking about what could be. I know we've all done it. Daydream, you know. I've done my share of it, and I mean, I'd be in another place, and especially in school. I wouldn't know a word that was said because I wasn't there. My body was in the room, but the rest of me wasn't. You understand? The inward man. Well, why don't we do that in a positive way, in the realm of the spirit? We serve an all-powerful God, don't we? We talk about, you know, God being an awesome God. God's a God of possibility. All things are possible to those who believe. Why don't we start believing that and acting like it, to the point that we are not always looking at the negative, but at what actually can be? It's sad when what could be becomes what should have been. And too often that's the way it is, and people get back and they say, well, I could have done this, I could have done that. Well, don't wait till then. You understand? Let's do what we can do now. Let's go into action as much as we can. We serve an I can God, not an I can't God, right? And we've got to get that out of our vocabulary. If you'll dream, you get legitimate things on the inside of you. And I'm not talking about fantasizing, okay? I don't even go there. But I'll give you, for instance, of what I'm talking about. You know, with this school, in 1981, a seed was sown. The Lord just dropped the name in. Now, from that time forward, it was a dream. Do you understand where I'm coming from? I could see things, although I didn't know all the detail, but I knew the dream that I had was a training center. That's what he gave me the name, Spirit Training Center. So my dream is a training center. Now, I didn't know how to bring it fast. But I found out that just doing what the Lord prompted me to do over a period of years, it came into existence. But that was about a 19-year dream. You understand? But what happens is it keeps building. I didn't know all the ramifications and all the legalities and I never stopped to think about what all was involved in a school. But one thing led to another thing, and you never lay your dream down. I'm sure when Joseph had that dream where his sheep's standing and theirs are bowing, that prison was not on his mind. Being sold into slavery was not on his mind. You understand? But he stayed focused and never turned loose of what was sown on the inside of him. And that's how we must be. I believe that people sometimes are afraid to even admit to themselves what's on the inside of them because it seems so big and far away. But if you'll keep that before you, you'll find that you'll start believing in it. This can come to pass. This can happen. I can do this. Because you'll have people all along the way that give you all kinds of reasons why you can't. We have to get locked into God, realize that if He put that thing in us, anything's possible. All we have to do is believe. And we have to set goals. If you don't set a goal, you're not going to reach your goal. Right? So, we must be going somewhere. And I believe this is one of the biggest problems with church, is the goal of the church is just to be a church. Meet on Sundays, do a little here and a little there, but I believe that that church needs to have vision in it to where we're striving for something. There's things that we want to accomplish. More than just opening the doors and hoping that the building will fill up. There's much more to it than that. But reaching and attaining goals requires a lot of diligence, effort, but it also requires planning. Good planning, I should say. So with a dream comes a plan. There's planning, good planning. Press toward the mark, in the words of Paul. Don't be like God said to the Israelites, you've been around this mountain long enough. You're just circling. Isn't that what the church has been doing? Just circling. Walking around and around and talking about what we wish it was, or talk about how it used to be. And that's not what the Lord's wanting. He's wanting us to see possibilities right now, to where that they become big enough in us that we will reach out toward it. We will find that we convince ourselves this can happen. This can happen. Power of God can operate through us. This can happen. We can reach out. Not that we're going to get the world saved, but you know what? Save some. So we need to focus on what He's called us to do. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3, fulfilled dreams are the result of much work and sometimes painful effort. Dreams do not just automatically come true. They must be actively pursued until they become a reality. You know, it's interesting to hear some of the successful businessmen, to hear their story. And I'm talking about those that didn't have something handed to them, but came up with nothing but had a dream. I have a good friend that told me one time, years ago, that they didn't have anything. And his mom was doing everything she could, would sew to just get them something to eat. And he told me, he said, one day I was sitting on the porch with mom and she was sewing. And he told her, he said, and I thought he was still in school then, he said, Mama, he said, I'm going to make something of myself. And he said, I'm going to make money. And when I do, I'm going to take care of you. And I've watched that guy over the years. He owns, I think, 5 dealerships right now. And he took care of his mom. You understand? But it started with a dream on the inside of him. He set a goal, I will not live like this all my life. Okay? And I'm not talking about getting your eyes on material things. That's not what I'm talking about. I just gave that as an example to where it becomes so alive on the inside of you that you give yourself to succeed in. I believe you can do that in ministry. That God's so important to you that you pursue Him with your whole heart. And as you pursue Him, the closer you get to Him, the more you communicate with Him, the more you're going to know what you should be doing in the first place. Every dream's not feasible, is it? Well, weed them out. What is feasible? Every dream cannot be brought into a reality, but some dreams can. It's not, here again, we're not talking about fantasizing. We're talking about getting something set on the inside of you and striving for that. Fulfilling dreams and reaching goals come as a result of putting your hand to the plow. You never look back. when I was writing this, I thought about the little story when you was a kid, a small kid. Do you remember a little train that thought it could? And that came to me when I was looking at this. Matter of fact, I wrote it, put it in parentheses in the study guide. I can still hear that, you know. I think I can. And, you know, slower and slower and slower, but it makes it to the peak. And what's it saying on the other side? I thought I could. Right? Well, we need to get that kind of determination. Now, you've got to put forth the energy, you understand? Give it all you've got to get over the obstacle that gets in your way. Too many people give up when the going gets tough. Now, I appreciate the way I was brought up, because Daddy says when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And he wasn't talking about running. Don't let the opposition stop you from doing what you want to do. Fulfill your dream. Dream it first, then pursue it. You'll see the fruition of it. Most of our dreams and visions seem impossible to the natural man. But we're not taught to be led by the natural man, are we? We're taught to be led by the Spirit. You know, when the Lord dropped in my heart, Spirit Training Center, that was out there. Do you understand? He was talking to a mechanic. I mean, here's a guy not even in ministry, as people would call ministry. And yet the Lord put something in there to pursue. Amazing how all that works. But I believe that basically we're what we think we are. If you think you're a failure, you will be. And see, I really had to overcome some things because of my thinking. Thinking you're not as good as anybody else, and thinking that everybody else, if somebody else can do it better, you're sort of like Moses. God sent somebody else. I can't do this. I'm not a person that speaks well. Now, you can make all kinds of excuses, but when God drops something on the inside of you, what you have to convince yourself, if God believes in me, why shouldn't I? Isn't it amazing how many people that God knows can do it, but they don't think they can? He won't make you, but He sure puts things in there and gives promptings along the way. We need to get ourselves locked in on what God wants out of our lives instead of what we want out of our lives. Too many people are thinking what they're going to do in this life. And what if you live to be 100 years old? What is it? I mean, it's nothing. I heard two people talking today in my presence, and they were, you know, trying to put the math to all this and how old an 80-year-old person would be if eternity was a million years old or whatever. And anyway, so your minutes, a few minutes old, but yet that's, isn't it interesting that that's what we put our attention on? God wants our dreams to go beyond the natural, to where they have an eternal thing. You know, Abraham had a dream on the inside of him. He was looking for a city with foundations whose builder and maker was God. He traveled a lot of places. He saw a lot of things. He didn't realize that dream in his natural life. You understand? but he never let go. And what does the writer say? He won't get it without us. We'll all get it. But you have to keep that on the inside. Now, let me tell you something. When you get that goal in front of it, what it does, it disciplines you. And every dream requires a discipline. And when the desire to reach that goal becomes strong enough, you'll discipline yourself to get there. You'll do whatever it takes. The Lord wants us disciplined. What do you think you can do? Well, I can't do that. You know, that's beyond me. Well, then you won't do it. You won't do it. And I hear again, I'm not talking about fantasizing, but I'm talking about taking the limitations off and let God do with you what God wants to do. I would have never thought I could stand in front of people and speak. I would have never thought that in a million years. But it's amazing what God can do. And I know the first several times, you don't know whether to go out the back door or walk to the podium, you know. I mean, it's that fearful. But you make the choice. And you see the faithfulness of God to do what you can't do. It's not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing. It's a fact of relying on Him. And He wants, this is what fulfilling dreams is all about, is to where we're relying on God. Think about this. David going against Goliath. You must be dreaming. I mean, isn't that what Saul's thinking is? Not that he said it, but that man's been a warrior from his youth. You're just a youth. Are you crazy? You are dreaming now, right? Oh, he had something on the inside of him. And isn't it amazing how it was so strong in him that it overcome all the fears and anxieties? Instead of tiptoeing toward, he ran toward. But he had a goal. I will take your head off. Didn't have a sword. Isn't that interesting? But he had a dream that came to pass. God put in him at an early age a dream of being the king over Israel. Anointed him. Took several years for that to ever come into fruition, didn't it? And there were many times that it didn't look like it was going to come to pass, especially when a man's trying to kill you, to keep you from getting to the place God has anointed you to be. But he never gave up his dream. And an interesting thing about that is he never tried to force that dream to come to pass. When he had opportunity to take the man out and take his position, he wouldn't. He let God handle it. But he did his part, didn't he? You know, when Jesus was ministering to the man at the pool of Bethesda, he had to get the man's attention off his circumstances to get vision in front of him. Will you be healed? Well, you know, I've been laying here for years, you know. I mean, I want to, when that water's troubled, I want to get in, but somebody else is getting in there before me. So he's looking at circumstances, and when you look at circumstances, it'll steal your hope. So what does Jesus do? He gets his mind off of the circumstance. David's mind was not on the circumstance when he faced Goliath. How dare you defy the armies of God? In other words, you're bringing a reproach against God. David's mindset was on God. He was above the natural. You understand? He wasn't going up as I'm gonna make a name for myself against the giant. But he looks beyond the circumstances. He wants deliverance for God's people. It's amazing how God used a kid to bring it about. A young man to bring it about. But he had a dream. He got, his mind wasn't on the circumstance. Jesus got that guy at the pool of Bethesda's mind off the circumstance. Peter and John, the guys want money. Peter said, look at us. Give me your attention. Basically is what he said. I don't have money to give you, but I do have something to give. That's to get the guy focused. Jesus got the guy focused. Get up, walk. Get up, walk. Take that bed and walk. And in both accounts, with Jesus as well as with Peter and John, they got up and walked, didn't they? Why? They thought they could. They put a dream in front of them. They put a vision in front of them. They set a goal in front of them. Do you see that? You understand that that's really what a proclamation of the gospel is all about. You're putting a goal, a possibility in front of somebody. Now they have something to reach out to strive for. So often we don't see things like God sees them. We get caught up with the obstacles. We get caught up with one thing. We don't see potential. You know, Jesus looked at that man, he saw potential. How many more go by and just see somebody crippled? A burden. You can see it as a potential or a burden. You understand? And God's wanting to get on the inside of the body of Christ to where we're looking at potential. What could happen when the power of God's released? And to encourage people to get to the point to where God can release His power in their behalf. We have to see things the way God sees it. Higher perspective. What does Isaiah say? His ways are higher. He's looking at it differently. You know, you look at the possibilities, and I've used this some in Central America with a mango seed. You hold in your hand a seed. What do you see? A seed? A mango? A tree? An orchard? What do you see? A lot of people see a tree. God sees a forest. It's just your vision. We need to broaden our vision, so to speak, to where we're seeing more than the natural, but to where we're seeing into the supernatural. If you walk with your eyes fixed on the natural, all you're going to see is natural things, which will limit you. But if you fix your eyes on God, you start looking at things through the Spirit, then you'll find that supernatural is right at your fingertips, so to speak. God reveals the supernatural right in the midst of natural circumstances. I think of Hagar. How when she's cast out of Abraham's house, by the ordination of God, I might add, God's already given her a promise long before, when she was pregnant. God gave her the promise that that son would become a mighty nation, right? Years later, as she's out there with that son, she gives up all hope. She takes him and puts him over here, and she goes over here. She laid her dream down. Walked away, forgot the dream, the vision that God had put in front of her. If she would have focused on that, it could be, he can't die. Because God can't lie. And God said that this was going to happen. But so often we get to feel sorry for ourselves. Poor old me. Kicked out, run out of water. The water, I believe, was there all along. She just didn't see it. God had to bring her attention to it, you understand? So often we have things right there in front of us, but we get so focused on the natural, we can't see beyond the circumstance to the potential that's there for us. Have to get our eyes fixed on God, start viewing things from His perspective. What does he desire? God wasn't thinking about Ishmael dying. He was thinking about him becoming a nation, wasn't he? We have to realize whose we are. I believe that when you realize whose you are, who you are takes on a different. And I say that by experience. I say that personally. When realization set in my heart, my vision changed. Possibilities changed. I could see me doing things that I could never see me doing prior to that. You understand? Not because I'm any better, but because God's in it. Because he can take the natural and bring the supernatural out of it. He can take a natural man and walk on water. Right? That's supernatural. I think you get the picture right. Dream. Dare to dream. Dare to dream. Be realistic, but dare to dream. God puts it in you. Don't let people talk you out of it. You can't do that. Are you crazy? Tell me what you want to. But the only way I'll know if I can or I can't is to apply myself. I'd rather miss it trying than to sit there and wonder if I could have. I don't know, it's something about the mechanics that always drove me. The challenge was, I can't do that. I'm going to try. How will I ever learn? I have to stretch myself. See, God wants to stretch us beyond our comfort zone. Otherwise, you stay the same. Spiritual growth. And that's not his intention. Is it? No, he wants to stretch us. He wants us to grow. So he puts things in us. Now, what are you going to do with it? It's sort of like the talents, the five, the two, the one. They had a dream on the inside of them. They had something on the inside of them. That man with the five, that man with the two had something motivating them. The guy with the one, he had a vision of a hard man. Whoa, I don't want to lose his money. He's looking at it wrong. cost him big time, didn't it? But the other two, because they were looking at things right, they pursued the right thing. If you're looking at it wrong, you'll pursue the wrong thing. You'll make a bad decision. That guy made a bad decision with the one. The other two made good decisions. And it's all because of what's inside you. What are you seeing? We're all seeing something. It can be success or failure. I recommend that we see ourselves in His might, in His strength, with a realization, I can do all things through Christ's strength. I can't do it by myself, but if the Lord's given me the instruction, then I can do it. If God says, go lead that nation out of another nation, everybody around you will tell you, you're out of your mind. That can't happen. They're not going to release you and let you walk out. Once Moses got motivated to go, he didn't stop until he accomplished his mission of bringing them out. Time's up here, so I better stop and take a break.